What I'd like to do this morning first is to be masber. A few months ago, I put these two arrows on top of a board. And I keep on referring to them, and no one remembers exactly what they are. But this is probably the last time in this man that I have an opportunity. Okay, what I basically wanted just to do is explain what this means exactly, what these arrows mean. The question is, what is the makar of the number 3? Chazaka is Gibel Shonim. Where does the number 3 come from? Obviously, whatever the number 3 comes from is the source of the original takana. Now, we mentioned many times around Ramban Shita that a person makes a makar immediately, the teva. You see someone in the field, you really make a makar right away. So why is the Chazaka 3 years? Chazal chose the number 3 years because they estimated that a person holds on to shtaris up to 3 years. Is the normal average person holds on to shtaris up to 3 years, and therefore the source of the number 3, according to Shita Saramban, is Havelay Nizar Vishtari. Is this idea? So the number 3 comes from here, the 3 years. Havelay Nizar Vishtari is 3 years. And in Mela, you get 3 years to make a machal. The arrow is to say that this follows from this. The technique of that takana is 3 years. That normal person is Zar Vishtari for 3 years. That's where the number 3 comes from. Memela, you get 3 years to make a machal. That's the Ramban Shita.
Who's
to be the Ramban? And the Ktsais, in the beginning of Hilchis Chazak, in Kuf Mems, the cotton days, the Ktsais sets up the 3 Shitas. Right, his Shita is the Rosh that's the Takana Sachamim, which is the 3rd Shita, neither of these. He holds the Takana to Takana. But if you hold, it starts from one of these two, like your man, it starts from Havalei Nizar Mishtare, and then they look. Taisa's Shita is the other one, that a normal person makes a Machar within 3 years. Maybe true that many people make a Machar right away. But that the number 3 starts from here, according to Taisa's. How do people hold Shtaris? Remember, we said according to Taisa's, that normal people hold shtaris as long as they have to protect their kasha. If the halacha requires them to hold it for 10 years, they hold it for 10 years. And today in the United States, when you have to hold your shtar forever, you want to have a deen on a piece of land, you have to hold it forever. So people hold it forever. They get a safe deposit box, they put their deen in a safe deposit box. Taisa Shita is that the number 3 doesn't come from shtar. The number 3 comes because Havalei Lilchas. If you go 3 years without making a machar, there's a reis in you. Because normal people make a machar within 3 years. And the Mela, since after 3 years, there's a reis. Now the person doesn't have to watch a shtar. Because once he has the raya that no one made a machar for 3 years, and the Mela, he doesn't have to watch a shtar. So this is the Shita Taisis. Okay, so Taisis is told that everything comes from Bukhar, and Ramban Shita is everything comes from Shah. That's the whole takana. The second part is just a memela, something that comes from it memela. Might not give me. So it would have been nice over the year if I had saved all the times we said possible nafganimus. But at least for our sugya, let me mention a few nafganimus. Rabbeinu Chananel Shita, in this Gemara, the Gemara had a shayla, hechi dami machar. How does Machal work? Hechi dami machar. So Rabbeinu Chananel held, and the Rashbam disagrees, that the ikr of a machar is tavala leiladim. The ikr of a machar is telling the person, I'm going to get you to it in time. The Rashbam disagreed. The Rashbam said, that's not the ikr of a machar, taking it in time. The ikr of the machar is, what are you doing in my land? Playing Gabun of my boss Baroi, what are you doing in my land? It would seem very clear that this machlokes is the ikar of a bachar telling the person, you better watch your shtar, taking it in Torah. Or is the ikar of a bachar telling a person, hey, what are you doing in my land? That this depends on these two shittas, what the ikar yisoid and shayrish of chefkas gimel shanim is. If you hold that the Shairish of Cheskas Gimel Sharmin is the Hirus B'Sharen, like the Ramban Shita. If you hold that the Iker of the Chazaka of Gimel Sharmin is to be Zar B'Shar, then the Iker of a Mecha is to tell the person, watch your Shtar. It follows. It follows logically. If the Iker of a Mecha is Avlai Zar B'Sharen, that's the Iker of the Cheskas Gimel Sharmin. Then it follows like the Beinu Chanan that the Ikra of Mokha is Tavano by the Dina. Now, if you hold that, no, the Ikra of Cheskas Gimel Sharnim is Havlai Limchas. The whole Makar of Cheskas Gimel Sharnim is normal owners don't wait 3 years without a Mokha. So if I want to knock off the Cheskas Gimel Sharnim, so again, Hechi Dami Mecha, what do I have to do? I have to knock on this. This is the Iker, which fits with the Rashbam. So the Iker is to say, find your God, what do I do? The whole point of God. Right? So it follows that the two Shitas here would follow to make sense, to be totally Zebezeh in what is the Shairish. What is the Ketzai's called the Tzibah and the Mesayim? That was the Ketzai's Lashon in Kufman. Which is the Siba and which is the Mesayveh? Which is the Siba of Cheskas Gimel Sharnim? And which is the Mesayveh, which is the result? The Siba, according to Ramban, is Zirus B'Shtar. So Mecha has to tell him the Zar B'Shtar, right? The Siba of Cheskas Gimel Sharnim, according to Tosfos, is Havlai Limchas. So therefore, the Mecha has to knock off the Havlai Limchas. So therefore, one follows from the other. Similarly, we had yesterday in the Shaila, if you make a Mecha in front of a Chigar, what's the din? Machlek is Rabbi Shmuel. Now, it may or may not be telling in this. Nothing is Mukhmah. But it makes sense to think, let's see, what am I doing when I make a Mecha? What's my Iketafkin of a Mecha? Is the Iker Tafkid of a Mecha to express my anger that he's in my land? Or is the Iker Tafkid of a Mecha to tell the person, hey, watch your Shtar? What is the Tafkid? If the Tafkid of a Mecha is to let him know to watch your Shtar, if that's the Iker Tafkid of a Mecha, then I can't do it in front of a Chigar. I have to do it in a way that I can get back to him. Then I cannot do it in front of a Chibur. And that's the Shita of the Rosh. The Rosh said that we pass them like Rav, which is Rav Shita, that the Ikra of Mecha is Havalei Lezar Mishnah, right? So that fits with, I don't know if it's called the Rosh, who pass them like Rav. So the Rav indicates the Chibur. That Chibur is no good. Because if the Iker is Rizar B'Shtarei, then it makes sense that Chigar is over. The top Taisus and also he disagrees. Taisus goes to Shikas. Taisus holds the Iker of a Mecha is Havlai Lechais. And since the Iker of a Mecha is Havlai Lechais, so then the Iker is over. Shmuel by Chigar. And the Iker of a Mecha is to be Meicha. Just to say you're tzar that someone's in your field. So therefore it follows. Now it's interesting to go a step further, the Machlokes, the Ketzais, and the Shach. They argued in a case where a person makes a bin. A person makes a Mecha that's not good al pi halacha. Makes a Mecha and he says that I don't want you to say a word about this, he tells the Eidim. I make a Mecha in front of you, don't say a word. So that's the Gemara, the last piece of Gemara that we learned here. That Maitapika Lechushusa, that's not a Mecha. Now, if that's not a Mecha, if Tapika Lechushusa is not a Mecha, so Sof Tishach, if the Eidim spread the word anyway, they didn't keep the secret. So the Shach, the way the Ketzais explains the Shach says, if they tell the Marikam, if they tell the Mosik, he made a bad Mecha. They say he made a bad Mecha, then obviously it's nothing. But if they would tell the Mosek, just he made a machar, it's just baloney. They're saying you should know, Pliny made a machar. It's not true. The Ktzai says it's no good. If you say somebody to someone that Pliny made a machar, that's it doesn't work. He didn't make a machar. He made a bad machar. It doesn't work. The Shach holds that it does work. The Shach says, if Lamaisa, the Hakim, said he made a machar, Havalei are Mishgarit. Now the Shach stims well, again, with the Shita, with the second Shita, the Ramban Shita. The Ikra of a machar is Lizar Bishtare. If the Ikra of a machar is to be Zar Bishtare, then what's the difference? If the word gets around, the word gets around. What's the difference how it got around? Which is what I mentioned, Darach HaShulchan's explanation of the Shach. So again, at least the Shach Shita stims with the Ramban. The Tzais is L'shita Sai. He holds like neither of these two. Tzais was the one who held that it's a Takanas Chachamim, like the Rosh Hashita. The Cheskes Gemoshan is a Takanas Rabbana. It doesn't come from either of these. It works with these men in this way, but Iker it's a Takana. And if you didn't keep the Takana, so you lose it. That was the Tzais Shita. But the Shash Shita, that the Iker is Zar Bishtare, it follows well with the Ramban Shita that that's the Iker. What?
Two people don't spread a rumor. They made a machar.
So the Ktzais says it in the lashon of absurdity. He says, if two people go and spread a rumor that they made a machar, do you think that's a good machar? He says, like it's absurd. Yarcha Shulchan, when he defends the Shach, doesn't quite say that. But he almost says it. I mean, I don't know. You do someone a favor, you know. You spread word rumors that he made a machai, even if he didn't. So I'll tell you. We have to get to this question. What happens if he didn't make a machai, he didn't keep his shtar? And that's the Shah HaMelech on the Sugya, which I want to get to today. Right, this is just to try to be misadder, this thing. I keep on pointing to these arrows. I think the first time I wrote them was on Chatzot Tesamet Aleph. But the Gemara had the two mahalchim, the two nekudas. So I just want to make it clear what these two mahalchim are. Now, let's first learn the last case in the Gemara, and then we'll get to the Shah Melech and his yisayin in the sugya. Amru lei lei mafkinan shuta. The last case of the Gemara is a case of Amrulei Leimafkinon Shuta. They told him, we're not going to tell anybody. He didn't tell them not to tell. He did a perfectly good machah. The Edom said, we're going to keep this a secret. So what's the din? Amra Papa, Hokami Leimafkinon Shusa. It's no good. But for the Be'eshuam, our Kol Milsa, the Leirami, Alei De'inish, Amra Lova Lava Daita. Something that you're not responsible for. You tell. If someone tells you you're not allowed to tell people, then you don't tell. But if you're just voluntarily keeping it a secret, then you don't think about it. It's a klal in halacha. Those of you who are learning Yeridaya, when you have kol nosod la'yiram yalei dinish lavadayte, by tochav kaf b'kdeira, the halacha is, if you stick a spoon, milk a spoon in a chicken soup, see, shishim against the spoon. Against how much of the spoon? Against the amount of the spoon that's under the level of the soup. Unless you hold chametzaseicham kulay, those of you who learned it. We all pleat this, we hold this, no chametzaseicham kulay. If you stir with a spoon, it's only a part of the spoon that's in the soup. But it says that a person can't say, oh, it was only this much was in the soup. Because at the time you stirred it, you thought that there's nothing wrong. A person doesn't think how much of the spoon was stuck into the soup. I see, you know, a certain amount of it is always in your hand. There couldn't have been in the soup. But a person who's not paying attention to something is lavadaita. This is this call. Now, how did you learn taich in this gemara? These people told, but they didn't tell. What happened? How are you learning the gemara? They did tell, or they didn't tell? The person made a machah in front of them, and they said, we're not going to tell anybody.
Don't worry about us. We're not telling anybody. So now they come to a din tayr. Why don't we call in the Eidim and ask them, did you tell anybody? Didn't you tell anybody? What? Why? The rush, we had a rush earlier. The rush said that there's no nafkamin if they actually tell. So in other words, we're going to learn this Gemara that Bemis they didn't tell.
Either way.
Well, if they told, again, I'm going now in front of Rav Yeshua, the way we pass it. So we pass it that it's a good lecha. So if they told, it's a good lecha. If they didn't tell anybody, what happens if they didn't tell anybody? So the Rush, in the beginning of the Perek, Taka said that for the person makes a good macha, it's not his business if they tell anybody or they don't tell anybody.
But the Rush is going on where the Baal doesn't know.
But the Meicha doesn't know.
No, he doesn't know if they're going to tell people or not.
It's true. This case is a little worse than the Rush. The Rush was talking, well, I made a normal macha. And then the Eidim came and they said, we didn't tell anyone. This Gemara's case is a little worse. This Gemara's case, he knows they're not going to tell anybody. He knows they're not going to tell. So what should be the din? Could the Gemara here be talking where they did tell? That's what's confusing. What's the case in the Gemara? They said, we're not telling anybody. So the Gemara says, yeah, they end up telling anyone. We call them in. They're two Eidim. They're not Negev Adover. They have no negias. We asked them, did you tell anyone? No. So if they did tell, I don't think it could be a machlaikis. Could it be a machlaikis that they told? Like, according to the Shach, there's no question if they told. It's always good.
No, but if he made a good machal,
so that's how you learn the Gemara. It's, there's no difference if they told or not. Is it possible to learn? You have to learn this Gemara one of two ways. Either you can learn the Gemara they didn't tell anybody, or you can learn the Gemara they did tell. Or you can learn the Gemara's talking only if you don't know. Let's see. Let's take the possibility. Either they did tell. If they told everyone, it's not Mastavich Vim and Machlaikis. You don't have to say a lashon kolos l'arami alei din shalav adaita. We call them in and they say they told. So then they told. What's the shaila?
It
means the chiddush in the first man of the Amar of Papa.
Well, no, it's a chiddush in the
tzais. In Rav Huna Breid of Yeshua, who says that it's a good mecha. If they told, mecha is pshit, it's a good mecha. Why isn't it a good mecha? The tzais is talking where he made a bad mecha. Here he didn't make a bad mecha. He didn't tell. He told them tell. They said we're not. His mecha is a good mecha.
So
you're saying according to Gemara that they did tell.
Even that they did tell.
It works either way.
So it's a chiddush both ways. If they did tell, it's a chiddush because you think it's a bad mecha. If they didn't tell, then it's even a bigger chiddush because if they could have told, it's good.
Once you have the chiddush of the original
mecha,
we don't care what the outcome is anymore.
Once the original mecha is a good mecha, who cares? Who cares?
So
again, so how are we going to learn the Gemara? We'll well, how are we going to learn the Gemara? The Gemara is talking that they did tell, or the Gemara is talking that they didn't tell? Only that we don't know if they told. The easiest way out is to say we don't know, but then you have to be mechadish that if we do know, that changes things. The Rishbam doesn't say, right? That doesn't say if he told, he didn't tell. The Rishbam says, "Ein lehefsid megala."
You're not
in Shulchan Aruch, it says, not on this case, it says on a regular mecha, it says what the Rosh said earlier, that if you make a machah and they don't tell anybody, the Edom don't tell anybody, then it's a good machah. If you make a machah and the Edom don't tell, it doesn't say this case, the Rush was not talking where you told, where the Edom said they're not going to tell. But if they don't tell, then it's a good machah. So I state in the Rush, in the Torah, in the Shulchan Aruch, and there's going to be a Tosis later in the Perek that's going to say the same thing. And I think we're going to have a mashmois of the Rashbam and Barimari Amid the same way. We'll see you in the next sugya. Rashbam mechosh alay befanav. It's halfway through the wide lines. Mechosh alay befanav have a mechad. The Rashbam says loy bein and sheyishach shulchei lemchais befanav. Elakiba shemicha shalay befanav have a mechad. Shahare yachel hadava lavi laazav. Vafila loyeda hamazik mechosi shalma'ara loy chashina. He says even if he doesn't say David didn't tell anybody, but he says even if we know for sure that the mazik never heard the mechah. Loi chayshinon, shemicha zesh haigen, kaigen, it's good. So we have Rav and Shainin hold that a macha is good, even if the mazik didn't hear about it. The Shar Melech says, and I saw this, the Shar Melech is Kufman Bavsa Kotten Gimel, and I saw that this is a some cipher very similar, Chayshimish, but I think it was Tzadik Ches, the one that's in our sugya. They talk about the nidayin. What do you do if the marikama made a macha? He doesn't have a reisa of loy machisa, and the mozik didn't hear about the macha, so he does not have a reisa of loy zahar bishtare. You have here the situation in this case where we have witnesses that can tell us for certain that both umdinis of our sugya didn't happen. Notice, if a person doesn't make a macha, it's a raya, he's a crook. Didn't happen, he made a macha. The muzik, if he's not zar v'shtare, if he doesn't have a shtar, he's a raya, he's a crook. Didn't happen. He had because it's after 3 years, and we have witnesses that they didn't hear about the macha. So everything is even now. So what do you do if everything is even, so to speak? In all the cases we talk about, either the reyesa didn't make a macha, or the reyesa you don't have a shtar. We have neither reyesa, which is this case. He made a macha, but we have witnesses that for sure the other person didn't hear the macha. How do we sit down to be down such a shayla? Nobody has a reyesa, not the marikama, and not the mozik. So what do you do? L'chayre, this should go back to our discussion from the beginning of the year. By Karka, who's a Mosek in Karka? It's not metalkalim. You can't hold it. If everyone's even, it goes to the Mosek. Who's a Mosek? So we named on that a Marikama is normally a Mosek on Karka. And therefore, it should go to the Marikama. Frektisham. This should be totally in an old sugya that we had earlier in the parak. The Gemara said, regarding Karka, like chutzif inish, a person doesn't have chutzpah to go and cut peiris ba'ara de lav dilei. On Lama Gimel Amid Beis, Gemara said that if a person goes to a field and cuts peiris, he goes in broad daylight, and he takes a sickle and he cuts the harvest the field and he loads it on his wagon and he takes it home. We have an umdina that it must be telling the truth that it's his. Like chutzif inish, the gaza dikla de lav dilei. By a dekel he doesn't take it, and by peiris he doesn't take it. It's his. Frak the Gemara, ihachi ara nami. The Gemara now, how come? Gemara asked the kasha, if you have an umdana, like chatzah finish, so if a person is in someone else's field, for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, that should be a raya, that it's his, like chatzah finish, the mikzah dikla delav delay. What's going on? So Tosfos said, what's this kasha? Like chatzif is not enough of an umdina to take away someone else's karka. So Tosfos said, no, we don't mean ihachi atila aranami that it should get karka because of an umdina of like chatzif. Yachei Aranami just means the peiris that are on the ara. It's referring to peiris of the avar. Tosis said, my chassid is not strong enough to give people karka. Fine. The Ramban argued there. The Ramban taich the Gemara, Yachei Aranami, that the umden of a chassid is strong enough to take away karka from someone. So the Gemara, let's learn like the Ramban. Like the Ramban, you should get the karka, lechatzif finish. See, even after 1 year, why don't I get karka? If I went to someone else's field, my harvest is his field, lechatzif finish, lemigzer, payment the lab delay, I should get the karka. Listen to the Gemara's teretz. Ara amin alei achvi shtarcha. On the karka we say, where's your star? If it's less than 3 years, you should have a star. Frekta shahamalach. Loite Ramba and the Rajma. In a case where 3 years have passed, our case, the person made a machah, and the other person didn't hear about it. He doesn't have a shtar. Everything's even. Everything is even. He has no reyesux, he made a machah. He has no reyesux, he didn't hear about the machah. So we said everything's even, it goes to the Marikama. And that's the way the Rosh and the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch and the Rosh Bam and Tosfos all pass in. So to Shah HaMelech, the Ramban can hold. So Ramban holds that there's a third thing. Lechot to finish, lemitz the perid the lav delay. There's an umdina that a person doesn't go to someone else's field in broad daylight and harvest the field in the manner of a bailim. So there's an umdina that it is. Zakt the Shar Mishpat. According to Shita Saramban, the person who's in the field, since he has a good excuse why the Shtar is not there, he's going to win. The Shar Mishpat is saying that the Ramban would argue with the Shita of these Mishayim, all the Balei, it's basically the Balei Taisis, who hold, right, the Rosh and Taisis, and the Torah, and the Shulchan Aruch, and the Rashbam, that all the Balei Tosfos say that if you make a machah and you're eidim that nobody ever told him that in such a case it goes to the Marikama, so the Shar Mishpat, the Rambam won't hold that way. The Rambam's going to hold that lechotze finish lemigze dikla de lav delay, that the whole thing is totally in Shmiras Hashtar. He has a good reason why he doesn't have the Shtar because he didn't hear about it. And the lady is going to win. It's the Ramban Shita.
You could also touch on about, like, if you learn the case of the Hafiz of the Aranami, you could learn, like, the Rashman, you could learn, like, in the Sith, the Lashitas are Aranami. There's spoken to the case of the Marikama has no right life in the Marikama.
Yeah, to see if the Ramban is talking in that case, I don't believe so. The whole machlaik is the Ramban and the others, is whether the Chotze finish is strong enough to take away from the Kaka from Marikama. The other Rishonim hold that it's not. The Ramban, I think the Rashi also like the Ramban, that it is. Now, so this is the Shar Hamishpat klal here in the Sugya. So, which means that the Ramban has a different sheet. The Ramban holds that if we know for sure the person in the Karka did not hear of the Mecha, if we know for sure he didn't hear about the Mecha, he wins. Because lechotze finish, lemigze perid a la delay, then he's going to win if he's in the karka and he didn't hear about it. Now, two things. First of all, according to the Ramban, it's very geshmak in Shitasa. I don't say it's totally zebazed. But on the board, it's the Ramban Shita that the whole sugi is totally in Achvishtarcha. The whole sugi of Chazar is totally, the ikka nekuda of the sugi is Achvishtarcha. And since the ikka nekuda is a sugi, is Afishta is the Shtar. So calls a man, the Muzik, we know for sure he didn't hear about the Machah. There's no reason that he lost the Shtar. Secondly, when I asked you in this Gemara, is it talking that the person heard about it? Was it talking the person didn't hear about it? According to the Ramban, it must be talking either the person certainly heard about it, or that at least the Sufik if he heard about it. But if we know for sure he didn't hear about it, that's according to Shar Mishpat's explanation, that is Shita Saramban. That if he didn't hear about it, it's a Gemara. Ihochi Aranami, and for the Gemara, there's a Reyes Alach Vishtar. So that means that if there's no reyes of achvishtarcha, you keep the arah. You get the arah. So here, if you didn't hear about it, there's no reyes of achvishtarcha, and maybe you get to keep the karah. That's the mahalach of the Ramban here in the sugya. And again, we don't pass them like that. We pass them be'ikr, the way it's more mustaver, that we, when everybody's even, we give it back to the marikam. Now, there are kinds of the shah, this is the second half to the shah mishpat, but for our purposes, this is the shah mishpat. Now, the question was asked before, what happens if you have the opposite case? You have a reis on both sides. You have a reis on both of them. The person who made the macha, either he didn't make the macha at all, or he made a bad macha. So he has a reis, so he didn't make a proper macha. The other person heard about the shtar. He heard about the mecha, and he was told that it was a good mecha. He was told that he had the shechsar of achvishtarcha. So that case, where the person made a bad mecha, and the person on the other end, the shechsar of achvishtarcha, even after 3 years, that's the machlaik, it's the shachin ktsais, which is the question of who gets it. The shach says that if the shechsar of achvishtarcha, you lose. And the Ktzai says, if it's not a good mecha, then you lose. Again, the question is, what's the main focus? The main focus on the achvishtarcha half of the equation, or on the mecha half of the equation. Mecha, according to the Ramban, in such a case, the umdin of lechatz finish should come into play, and lechatz finish should make him win. Like the Sharmish. Okay. Right, I want to talk a little bit about this nakuda of the chiddush of Muki Yosef, which I looked around a little. It seems Muki Yosef is a neglected source for this chiddush. Let's look at the Rashbam on this last piece of Gemara. He says, "I must the inish by the bread of Yeshua." The Rishbam says, "Kol mislayon din she'ena mutelas alav levarer, v'gam enay mafsid im oimer im loy oimra, oimalal bnei adam v'lav adaita." Rishbam says that even if you told someone, you're not going to tell. If there's no hefsid on your part by telling, there's no downside on your part on telling, so then you tell. The Muki Yosef is medayik from this. This is really the source of the Muki Yosef. That the Gemara is saying that the Edim have no loss if they tell in this last case. The case where he made a normal mecha and they said, we're not going to tell. There's no loss to tell. Vice versa in the previous case, where the person who made the mecha said, don't tell. Vice versa, that when he tells them not to tell, that they do have a hefsit. By telling. That if they tell, when someone told them something and said, don't tell, that they do have a hefsid. Zakta Ramba, Zakta Muki Yosef, Ki Yesh Isser B'davar. The Muki Yosef said that there's an Isser in being Megala, a Soi that someone told you, and he told you, Befeirish, don't tell. He says, in the second case, Ein mutu lolo b'isa shalom l'galo isai, Ein izer. Which is clear that in the previous case, where it is mutu lolo b'isa shalom l'galo isai, nizer. So here he says, clear that there's an issa. He doesn't say, explain the makar of the issa. He says, an issa shalom l'galo isai. I told you yesterday that the Gra Shita, in the Gra Zan Mishlei, it's a short gra, Perikid Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel. The Pasuk says, Ha'ilach Rachel Megal Asayid. The gra says, V'yisuran Shavais. That the Isser of Megal Asayid is the same as the Isser of Ha'ilach Rachel, and it's us. Rabbeinu Yaida, in the Shari Tshuva, in Chela Gimel, Ha'is Reish Chav Hei, clearly doesn't hold that way. He says you're not supposed to tell secrets because someone who tells a side is a Pirish Vedake Atznius. That's his law. Pirish Vedake Atznius, It's a midah ra, and a person is not supposed to tell. What's worse, a bad midah or an aveir? Depends if you talk to a musanik or to someone with seichel. Pashit. The Gra says that it's a deraisa. Much more chomer. The Rabbeinu Yonah says it's a perish medachei etznius. The Chafetz Chaim, the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, Seif Perikhes of Hilchis Rechilos, brings the Rabbeinu Yonah, which means that it's a brings Rabbeinu Yonah, which means that I'll call him Nisid Rabbanan. It's an Issi, he calls it an Issi, but not an Issi Dereisa. So call it an Issi Drabbanim. It's an Issi Drabbanim, Asugi is Vaita good, that there's an Issi to be Megalasite. So Mimele, the Sugi makes sense, everything is good, Sailai to Grasai, Gravina Yaina, the Gemara that says, V'yadav Hashem HaMashal Leimar, is Yuma Dafdali, and the Gemara the Ataka says that that until somebody tells you to say something, you're not supposed to say it. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that somebody in the yeshiva told a secret after 22 years. He kept the secret for 22 years. And 22 years later, he's Megala the secret. So he threw him out of yeshiva for it. Must have been a juicy secret, no? But they threw him out. They said, Den Gal Yeraza? What? You tell secrets after 22 years? So, interesting, Magolis Hayam there, Adaf Lamites, he says, well, why after 22 years? After 22 years he held himself in, and 22 years later he told, he says he held the Shvatim were not Megala to Yaakov that they sold Yosef. They made up, they're not going to tell, it was a secret. But it only lasted for 22 years. At the end of the 22 years, everything became Nigla to Yaakov. So he felt if the secrets only have to be kept for 22 years. So he brings. It's very strange because where does it say anywhere that the Shvatim told that they sold Yosef? He says after the 22 years were up, they told. Maybe they didn't tell. I don't know. Yosef said that his brother sold him.
They said it was.
Okay. It's not clear that he told the secret. Okay, at any rate. What? So it's interesting then, Vaistos in this Gemara, not Vaistos, but Farish in the Mithyasis, that if someone tells you something, Shaloi Bederach secret, and you voluntarily say, I'm not going to tell anyone, that's not binding. That's not the Shaloi Bederach side. It's Takah Chidish in the Gemara. You should know, a Klal Gadol, you're allowed to change your mind. That's not lying. A person's allowed to change his mind. A person could say, I'm having meat for dinner. And when he gets home, he's not in the mood to eat it. So he could say, I'm not going to have meat for dinner. It doesn't make him a liar. A liar is when he lies at the time he lies. You're allowed to change your mind. I mean, if someone's spending money because you're doing something, you don't change your mind. But if a person's allowed to change his mind, that's not a lie. You have nedarim. If a person makes a neder, he's not allowed to change his mind. If a person says, I'm going to do something, the person's allowed to change his mind. People have tainus on other people, they change their mind. Yeah, it's no lot of error. It's no reason to change your mind if you don't commit to something. I would like to read to you a halacha in Yeridaya, which I don't have a teretz. It seems to be a stira to the Muki Yosef, the whole sugya here, the way we understand it. This is Simon Reish Lamites in Yeridaya, Reish Lamites, Sif Dalid, and then Sif Vav. It says that if you nishba levatel mitzvah, someone makes a shvua that he's mevatel mitzvah, he's not going to eat matzah on Pesach, so it's not chal. It says if you nishpa levatel in Issidur Rabbanan, let's say a person says that he's not going to take a lulav on the second day or the third day of Sukkot, or he makes a neder that he's not going to assure that he's not going to lay Megillah, So in Shulchan Aruch it says that it's chal on a kiyum mitzvah. The neder, the shvuah is chal. He's not allowed to listen to the Megillah until he's not the neder. But by Isurim it's not chal. By an Issa derabanan, if he's going to eat the basa b'chalav derabanan, then it's also not chal. So that's Zivdal, that's Zivav. The Ramah writes the following example. Nishba loy legaloy soid. Shiatzilenu may have said. If someone swore, I'm not going to tell the secret. And I realize that if I don't tell the secret, someone, another yid is going to have a hefsid moment. Dr. Ramad, that's nishba levatalas ha-mitzvah. And it's not chal. It's not chal such a shvur. Ramah says, mekom okayim yatirenu, it's better you should be makan neder first, and then be megala the side. Now, it's clear from this Ramah that if you didn't make a shvur, it's a chiyuv to be megala aside if someone else could have a hefset from it. Ramah is saying that's an avera. Leisamet al damrei yecha is lav dafka damrei yecha. It's even mamin. You're going to have a mashalas aveda that you have to be matzal mamin chaveira. It's also to not be matzal mamin chaveira. The Ramah says befeirish this case nishba shaloi legal asay. If you swore you won't reveal the secret, and someone else can have a hefset from it, you're mukhiyev to be megala. So what is the Mukhiyas talking about in our Gemara? In our Gemara, you weren't even in Nishba. A person says, he comes over to you, and he says, Ploy ni gazlanahu, the nokalara begazlanusa, ulamacha tavanale bedina. He's telling you, Pem mole, I'm going to take this man to a din tyrant. Shouldn't you have to be megala to him? That he should know to hold on to his shah? Shouldn't you have to be megala to him? That he should know to hold on to his shtar? That's nishba levatalas ha-mitzvah. And here it's not even nishba. Here you're saying there's an isser, there's a din of gilisa. So I don't understand. Isn't it something that you should be mechuyev to tell him? That's what should come out from this sugya. It should be an obligation to tell him.
Not like your father.
Why?
The Papa says, if I don't tell anybody, then there's no damage.
So circular reasoning. The Papa is saying, look, if really, if it's a good macha, then he's allowed to tell. The Papa's like, if this is a good macha, he's allowed to tell. But I'll say it's not a good macha. No, one minute. I'm not even going there. I'm going to the first case where he said, there's no machlokes. I'm going to the first case. He told them, don't tell. I'm making a macha, don't tell. Not the machlokes
Republic.
Which is the cause and which is the effect?
The Messiah,
then he make him a chal. If this Mira doesn't do it, he's saying that there's no hefsid if I don't tell him. Because since I don't tell him, I'm not allowed to tell him, and Mimela, he doesn't have a hefsid because it's not a machal, and he's going to be able to keep the target. Which is true. But do me a favor, if you know someone plans to make a machal, plans to come to me with Dintaira, just warn me I can keep my shtar. I'm much better off holding on to my shtar than going with all this lumdis to a Dintaira. I understand, but just do me a favor, let me know. I think most people want to know. Someone's going to take me to a din Torah. Let's say I know I could win. But if I have a shtar, shouldn't you tell me that I should hold on to my shtar? It's not fair to tell me. And this is without a shvur.
It's any better than a shvur.
What?
The kash is not any better than a shvur.
It's not really any different. If it's a mitzvah, there's no difference with a shvur.
A shvur is not chal. It's not chal. Don't do a shvur, it's only chal. It's not chal.
Okay, the truth is, there's no difference with it without a shvur. Either way, without Tayelis. Now, thinking the Lashon Hagra is that Halach Racha Megala Said Visur and Shaveh, Rechilus is Takav Mutal L'Tayelis. Lashon Hara is Mutal L'Tayelis. There's no Isser Rechilus and Lashon Hara L'Tayelis. If so, this Gilui Sa'id should be the same. That it should be Mutal L'Tayalas. Let's see if the Chafetz Chaim says so. So at least I leave you with that Nakuda. Tomorrow, I want to point out the first Gemara here, Rav Amar Rav Nachman. The first Gemara just explains the Mishnah. Really, the main thing there is just to realize when we wrote the Mishnah, I told you there are two Pshatim in the Machlokes of Yehuda and the Chachamim. One is Rabbi Shmuel, and the other comes from this Gemara of Rav. Taisus Leisef Haduchde explains it's just a second Pshat. It's not big, no big tumult, just Pshat. There's a second Pshat in the Machlokes in the Mishnah. I tomorrow, Bezos Hashem, hope also to get to a Mechah B'fnei Shnayim on the bottom, because this piece of Gemara is a quick piece. Mechah B'fnei Echa, B'fnei Shnayim. There's a rush there. B'fnei Shnayim Zechazeh is good. How many people you have to do a Mechah in front of? So I hope you have to come back to tomorrow.